Remember the old grape nuts commercials from the early 70s? Famed naturalist Yul Gibbons would look into the camera and ask, "Did you ever eat a pine tree?" And then praise the wholesome goodness of what he called his Back to Nature cereal. Some 35 years later, advertisers still hawk the virtues of natural foods and other consumer products. But buyer beware, this is not your father's natural. In fact, today America's cupboards and cabinets are chock full of so-called natural items that Yul Gibbons would have found, well, hard to swallow. For example, a survey of my own household turns up a bottle of Suave Naturals brand Ocean Breeze Moisturizing Body Wash, which claims to combine gentle cleansing agents with the fragrance of ocean air. That's right, just 5 minutes to lather and rinse, and you spend the rest of the day smelling naturally like an ocean breeze. Assuming an ocean breeze smells like parfum, with just a hint of the preservative methylchloroisothiazolinone. Then there's the color, a lovely shade of aquamarine that's found only in the real ocean. Or anywhere else the artificial coloring agents, blue number 1 and yellow number 10, naturally occur. Moving from the shower to the pantry, I find a bottle of Aunt Jemima Butter Light Syrup, emblazoned with the words, "Natural Butter Flavor, Contains No Butter." If it's not butter that imparts the natural butter flavor, then what is it? My guess is the sodium hexametaphosphate, but I could be wrong. Next to this pseudo-syrup is a bag of yogurt-covered raisins, whose waxy white coating we're asked to believe is somehow actually yogurt. According to the package, these morsels are naturally delicious. A neat trick, since artificial flavor is among the listed ingredients. If I get thirsty, I can reach for the Country Time lemonade drink mix. Back in the late 70s, not long after Yul Gibbons noshed on his final pine cone, Country Time was launched as the old-fashioned lemonade. With a disclaimer common to all old-fashioned lemonade recipes, contains no lemon juice. Nowadays, Country Time simply boasts of all-natural flavor in big, bold letters on the front of the canister, apparently hoping no one notices the fine print on the back. Contains less than 2% of natural flavor. See the trend? Prominent labels and brand names extol the naturalness of a product, while the unnatural truth is relegated to tiny six-point type. Now, am I suggesting that the Food and Drug Administration is lax about truth in labeling and simply allows companies to deceive the public this way? Of course I am. Because the fact is, the FDA has no standard definition of the term natural and no rules on how it may be used. So food and drug manufacturers are free to exploit consumer interest in natural products without actually having to deliver one. Does this bother me? Naturally. But don't get me wrong. I'm not some earthy, crunchy, organic purist who'd sooner eat a twig than a Twinkie. But you don't have to be Yul Gibbons to object to the level of blatant snookering going on here. To quote another old TV commercial, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. It's not nice to impersonate her, either.